We've been engaged now for quite some time in two major initiatives. One is to acquire an existing private law school in Texas and add it to Texas A&M, and the other is to re-engage or reinsert the Health Science Center into Texas A&M University. Again, you've been here long enough, you know that about, what, 45 years ago or so, we formed a medical school here at Texas A&M. But then in the 90s, it was removed from Texas A&M and placed into a health science center that was a system entity. And we've been separated in that sense of the word ever since, even though large pieces of the health science center do exist on this physical campus. So over the next few weeks, we expect these things to take place. What's happened so far is that the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board has approved both the ability of Texas A&M to offer a Juris Doctorate degree, a JD degree for lawyers, and also an MD degree. So these are things we weren't authorized to do, but we can do so now. Secondly, just yesterday, our creditor, the Association of Colleges and Schools, approved both of those items. So for the Health Science Center piece, the two major things that had to happen are now done. We have a little work to do, right, Pam, to put it all together over the next several weeks, months, and perhaps years. And of course, each individual part of the Health Science Center has to go through another accreditation issue with their accreditor for medicine, pharmacy, dentistry, nursing, and public health. But those will go forward independently of the major thing I've talked about. Even though Sachs yesterday approved the law school acquisition by Texas A&M, we must also go to the American Bar Association. That will happen both in July and in August for their approval as well. If they approve this acquisition and give us an ongoing accreditation, then everything will be cleared for us to take over the law school beginning probably in early September of this year. So those two things are moving down the pathways right now. We have been working hard, and I want to really commend Pam Matthews. She has been the spearhead of this in both cases, so we're getting double duty out of you, Pam, and I really appreciate all you've done to make this happen.